Blog Talk Radio.
Time as one.
Thank you for joining us. I'm happy to see you here today. I'm going to start off right away by saying I hope I make it the whole hour. I am in southeastern Wisconsin, and our weather is cold and wet and rainy, and it does not tend to deal with my sinuses or my head well. So I've taken a lot of medication, and I'm hoping to get through this whole hour. I'll give it my best shot. I did notice that there's a lot of archive listens, so that does tell me that the time that I do this show isn't convenient for people, but they're wanting to hear it. So I'm going to add another show, and at this point, I'm thinking I'm going to do it on Sunday nights, somewhere around 8 or 8:30 is when I'll be starting it. I will post it on my Facebook page as well as it'll show up on Blog Talk as well. But I thought maybe that would be a good night because people will be winding down from the weekend and getting ready for the week ahead. So we will try and add that. To get all the regular stuff out of the way, I am Lisa. I go by Spiritually Guided Truths. You can reach me on Facebook under Spiritually Guided Truths. You can also email me at spirituallyguidedtruths@yahoo.com, as well as I have a website, which is spirituallyguidedtruths.com. So you can feel free to contact me in any way. There's different types of things that I'm able to work with and do. I am getting back into this. I'm sure that some of you have listened in before in the past, and I'm grateful for you coming back and doing that again. Today we are going to talk about the blessings and curse, or the good and the bad of being an empath or being intuitive, and the struggles that people face with it. Right now, with everything going on in the world, thank you for those who called in to listen. I appreciate that. I know it's hard for people at work. That's where I think I'm the time frame is probably not great, but I will try and adjust to another day as well. But with everything going on in the world, I, like everybody else, am, I guess, a Facebook junkie, which I really don't think is the best thing on the planet to be, but in fact, I am. But all you see on there are posts. I realize what's going on all over the world, not just here in the U.S., but now what's happened in France, and I'm not even going to get into that or the politics of it or even my opinion of it in truth. The only thing I'm going to get into is that I see the rants and I see the posts and the anger and the frustration, and I guess my struggle with it is it's a completely human nature to feel like you should defend yourself or become defensive when you feel that there's a threat to yourself or your family or the world around you. I think that that's human nature. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't. You know, you've got flight or fight in your gut for a reason. I'm not saying that you shouldn't feel that way. I'm just saying that what you project out with that feeling can cause harm or can cause positive. So I guess we're going to start off by realizing, in my view and what I teach in my classes, when I teach classes on mediumship and I teach classes on energy and meditation and so on and so forth, what I teach when I teach all those things is that everybody's intuitive. Everybody is an empath. Everybody has these abilities. When I started teaching the mediumship class, everybody said, well, I can't do that. That's just something that you do. That's not something I can do. I truly, with every ounce of me, do not believe that. I do believe that this so-called gift that people use for the word of it is a gift that is bestowed on everyone here that is earthbound. Every single person can do it. It's just a matter of to what level or what degree you choose to open that gift. Just like if I were to hand you an actual physical package, a physical gift, some people may choose to set it to the side and maybe consider looking at it later. Some people might not be thrilled that I gave them a gift and throw it away and never look at it again. Some people might shake it because they kind of wonder what's in there, but they're kind of afraid to open it because they don't like the unknown. Others may kind of unwrap it and peek inside and wonder what exactly that is in there and have some curiosity, but be too afraid to look all the way. And then there may be us, you know, loudmouth German girls who tend to jump in and everything in their life with both feet and just pay the consequence for whatever that is later on, but not have a lot of fear to jump in. That's usually how I handle things, not just with this gift, but with everything, with love, family, friendship, life in general, parenting, every aspect of it. I'm a jump in with both feet girl and go for it. And it truly is just a matter of if people choose to open the gift, open the package, and to what degree. But you have to remember that it is a choice to open the package, but it's also a choice as to what degree you open it and what you do with it when you open it. So if you're only going to shake it because you're curious what's in there, that kind of tells me that you're getting there. You're considering opening the package. You're considering seeing what else is out there. Something in your life or something that's occurring is kind of making you go, there might be something in here that makes my life a little bit better or makes me a little happier or makes me, you know, my day go by a little bit better. If you're opening the package and you're peeking in, that tells me that your life has gotten to just a little bit more of a degree of not only do I think there might be, but I'm kind of starting to look for it. I'm kind of starting to wonder if that thing is still is there, that thing that'll make me a little bit happier, a little more confident, a little more secure. And if you open it all the way and look inside, it does mean that you're ready. And here's the misconception I find when I talk to people or when people ask me questions, is they kind of think they either have to throw the package away or they have to jump in with both feet like us stubborn German girls do. And it's just not true. The only difference between those things is to what level or what degree you absorb the gift, you accept the gift or what it is. Opening it up with both feet, jumping in with both feet is a difficult thing at times, and it's also the greatest blessing that I can say that there can be. Everyone feels, everyone reacts, and that's why I say everyone is an empath. The people who yell, "I don't care," the loudest are generally the people who care the most or have the most reaction to it. So as things come about and you're starting to feel them and you're starting to react to them, it's just like we talked about last week. You have to remember that your reaction affects all around you. Your reaction to it affects long beyond the moment that the statement is made or the action is done. So as you're putting those things out there, you're reacting to what it is that you feel. So we need to learn to kind of control and monitor those feelings and pay attention to what is ours, what is theirs. Hi, everyone. Welcome. I see there's more joining in. Thank you. Thank you again to those on the phone line. You have to pay attention to what it is you're sending out. So as you're reading all these news posts and rhetoric about what's going on, and again, I'm not going to get into my viewpoint of the whole thing. I'm only going to kind of talk about how it affects each one of us and how we react to it. As you're reading all these things and you're reacting, I'll kind of put it into a different analogy for you as to how I view it. I do feel it's completely natural. It's a natural instinct to react to things like that that are around you, especially when there is fear involved. Because let's be realistic. The thing that people are reacting to is not hate. It's not true hate. Because you can't truly hate people you don't know. You can't truly hate them. But a fear can be instilled in you to the degree that you react in a way of hatred. So I guess look at it this way. Feel how you feel. Accept how you feel. Monitor how you feel. And then react, truly feel about it. But reacting to it does not necessarily mean sending out hate and ugly and spreading the fear that you are carrying within yourself. I'm not saying people shouldn't protect themselves. I don't want ugly emails from people telling me how, you know, they don't agree with me, blah, blah, blah. It has nothing to do with that. So I'm going to kind of put it in the analogy of most of you that know me well know that I kind of ride a motorcycle with some friends. Well, they say it's not a motorcycle because I actually have a spider, which is three-wheeled. So they say that I have a backwards tricycle. But I do ride motorcycles with friends of mine when the weather's nice. And, you know, just like everybody else, although I'm not a drinker, we do tend to, you know, stop at different places and grab lunch or drink or whatever while we're out and about. So I'm going to put this analogy into the bar atmosphere, so to speak. So if you're sitting in an environment that's loud and a lot of different personalities and a lot of different viewpoints and a lot of different people talking, some quiet, some opinionated and loud, and some are all the places in between. Say somebody does or says something to you that's inappropriate, and we'll say because it's bar atmosphere, or that's offensive to you, or it doesn't agree with your point of view, it doesn't agree with how you see things. You have a couple different choices in that moment. You can think about it in your mind, and you can say, you know what, I didn't really appreciate what they said, but why did it affect me? What bothered me about it? And then you can ask yourself, and what will me doing anything or saying anything to that person, what will it change? What will it do? Or you can, and on occasion, the loudmouth German girl does this, you can speak your mind and let them know what you think of what they said or what they did. and see what reaction you get back. Or, even worse, you can spread your fear and anger that someone did not agree with you, someone did not see your viewpoint, or that someone offended you. And you can spread that anger, and you can become loud, and you can become boisterous, and you can scream it to the world that that person is wrong, and that what they did offended you, and that your opinion of it is completely different. And you can scream, and you can holler, and you can get the whole place backing you. You can get that entire place going, oh, yeah, I'm on her side. Some are going to be on the other person's side. Some are going to be on your side. And everybody's going to be screaming and yelling and fighting, and good chance there's even a brawl that'll break out. My question for you is, in all those reactions, which one mattered? Which one truly mattered? When you screamed back at them, more than likely, you put a fear and a defensiveness in them. They became offended as well. So more than likely, back and forth rhetoric in a loud tone that probably wasn't real pleasant took place. Where was the benefit? Who did that help? And what difference did that make in the world besides promoted now to people, real ticked off and agitated, more than likely for the rest of the day? Because like I said, the people who scream, I don't care the loudest, are usually the ones that care the most. Or if you got the entire place going and an entire fight took over and took over the whole bar, took over the whole place, and everybody started to fight because you had to voice your opinion and you had to voice your view and you had to spread your fear and you had to spread your hate, where did that go? A whole bunch of people are now injured, hurt, and now you have an entire environment of people who are filled with anxiety and anger and fear, all because your one opinion or your one viewpoint did not match theirs, and you chose to spread the anger, to spread the fear, to spread the hate, and you chose to spread it. So now you have to remember that all these people that you've now put in this situation, and whether the situation should last 5 minutes or whether the situation should last 2 hours, all those people for the rest of the days and possibly days to come are going to continue to spread that anger, that fear, and that hate. Were the first choice to just sit down and look at the situation and look at what they said or what they did and how it affected you, and analyze that within yourself as to why it became fearful or why it was offensive, why you allowed that to react to you, and then adjust your actions accordingly, is the only one that keeps the rest of the environment or the rest of the people calm. Because in truth, your opinion, your view, your anger, and your fear are in fact yours. So the reason I bring this up and the reason I brought this to you is because I'm reading on Facebook and I'm seeing on the news, even people that I view as, I don't know if we go back to opening up the package analogy, I've opened up their package and looked in a little bit farther than most. So the technical term or the politically correct term would be to say that they were a little more enlightened than other people. Even those people I'm seeing react to it in a different way. I'm seeing them react in an anger way. And I don't understand it, and I don't understand what the purpose of it is. I am emotionally affected. I am affected because I'm human, and I have children. Teacher would say that the actions going on in the world right now are going to affect, and that the actions going on in the world right now can promote a slight amount of fear or pay attention or, you know, something that triggers within you that you need to start paying attention to what's going on around you. But I don't understand why everyone is putting out these hateful, hateful things. Because each person, as good or bad as Facebook might be, I'm not going to diss Facebook, but I'm also not going to promote it 100% because I see some negatives that go on with it too. As good or bad as they may feel what's going on is, I have never in my entire life been in a situation or seen a situation where there was something that happens and reacting to it in anger and hate worked or helped. Now, again, we are blessed with the fight or flight reaction. So we do have something within us that says, hey, something's wrong here. I need to pay attention. I need to protect myself. And it is certainly okay to protect yourself. Again, I'm a loudmouth German girl. I'm always up for speaking up when need be. But a lot of times I also find that I speak up when I don't need to, and it only causes problems. So reacting and spreading your hate and your anger and your fear in order to get everyone standing behind you, I would like someone to call in and tell me if I'm wrong, but what exactly is it going to prove, and what exactly is it going to do, and what part of your anger, hate, and fear being spread is going to make the situation better? Again, no nasty emails, don't want to hear them. I am not saying do not pay attention to the world around you. I am not saying to ignore the news. I, in fact, will admit openly, I do not watch the news. I have multiple reasons for that. One is I do not believe we get the entire truth. And the other one is because of the level of intuition and empathy that I tend to carry, I am over-affected by the news. And that affects not only me emotionally, but it also affects the people around me. Because some people don't understand that when you have chosen to open up the package and jump in with both feet like I have, and you've chosen to open up the gift and jump in with both feet like I have, you are not the only person affected, but in fact, all of the people around you are affected. So I do choose not to watch the news. That is a fact. But I do pay attention to what's going on in the world. What I've learned is a way to stop myself from reacting in a way that makes the situation worse. And that is what I feel is happening. I do see that that's what's going on. And I see some of the sweetest, most loving people that I know reacting in a way that is shocking to me. And I just do not understand exactly what it is going to prove and what it is going to do. So part of what has been going on the last few days, and then again this morning as I read the new events that were happening and saw the things that were coming up, is I'm just kind of giving everybody a reminder of there's nothing on the planet that has ever been solved by adding equal anger and hate or upping the violence. Again, I want no political rants. I don't care how you view it. If you truly don't agree with me and it bothers you that much, I suggest you hit the big red X in the right corner. Just making a suggestion for people. You can be reactive to it. You can make your choices, what you're going to do about it and what difference you're going to make. But pay attention to the fact of what it is you spread to the rest of the world, the things that you say to the rest of the world. Because, again, I will challenge anyone who chooses to call in and tell me where I'm wrong, that in what situation in life, anger and violence and hate solved the problem. It may, in fact, in some situations, you may say, well, I did that, and it caused that person to leave me alone. They didn't affect me anymore. They left me alone. Okay, that's fair enough. That, in fact, could happen. Your views and opinion and anger to yourself, and walked away and analyzed just for yourself what was best for you. Wouldn't they eventually have left you alone as well? I think they probably would have. There's very few situations where they wouldn't, and I do know there are extremes, and those are exceptions to the rule. I'm talking about the general public. The people that I'm reading, posting these ugly things are the general public, and they're not the exceptions to these rules. They would have left you alone anyway. But by sending out all that energy that you sent of anger and hate and fear to someone who obviously is angry and hateful and fearful because they're acting that way in the first place, you have only fed that. So yes, that person may be leaving you alone, and yes, they may not be bothering you again because you sent that back to them, but how many people did they now send that out to? Because you've just magnified it. You have just absolutely positively magnified it. So when getting them to stop what they're doing possibly to you directly, you may have just affected 10 more people. We're keeping that to yourself and analyzing what your choices are in your own life unaffected by somebody else's hate, anger, and fear has the same result for you. But it doesn't have the same result for all of those people that are coming in around the person that you've now sent it out to. Common cliche, but it's actually true. If you're sitting in a dark room and you can't see anything, you can be afraid of what might be in the room. You can be afraid of what might come into the room that you can't see. You can be afraid of a whole lot of what ifs. Absolutely. And depending on the state of mind that you're in or depending on the situation that you're in, you can make those what ifs be absolutely huge. Or you can choose to turn on the light. Because the only thing that does, in fact, rid us of darkness is light. It's just a proven fact. Whether you believe in what I do, whether you believe how I believe, no matter what your state of mind is, there's no one that's ever going to convince me that if you're sitting in the dark and you're afraid of what might be there, that turning on the light doesn't make a difference. It's still your choice. It's your choice as everything else in your life is always your choice. If you choose to turn on the light and you don't like what you see, okay, fair enough. Sometimes I don't like what I see either. But at that point, calling in a whole bunch of people and saying, oh my God, don't you hate this, and filling that room up with all that anger and fear and any other emotion you might feel because you don't like what you see, the only thing that you have promoted is a room full of really bad energy. That's the only thing. You've got no other point out of it. And maybe if you're not sure or you're not confident in what you're seeing, or you're not sure or you're not confident in your own viewpoint of something, you might need all those people to come in and feel all that same anger and fear and hate that you feel, because you need a backing. You need to be sure that all these people are feeling the same thing you did, so therefore you must be right. But you still have the ultimate question. And what difference did it make? What difference did you make in making the choice of bringing in all those people and spreading all that energy? You can still turn on the light. You can still choose not to like what you see. And in that moment, you still have two choices. You can sit there and stare at it, and you can be sad, and you can be angry, and say, I don't like what I see, and there's nothing I can do about it. Or you can go inside yourself and you can say, okay, I really don't like what I see. When I turn on the light, I do not like what I see. And I'm sitting here in the room and I may have the power to turn the light on and accept that I don't like what I see, and then go inside myself and make the decisions on what's best for me to change the environment around me. Or you can turn the light back off and you can remain scared and you can remain fearful of not only knowing what you saw you didn't like, but now having no light. And in no light, you can't see what's yet to come. You can't see what's changing. You cannot see what's going on around you. So you don't know if it's getting better or if it's getting worse. The only thing you're doing is sitting there in a very dark room, waiting and waiting for something to show up different, for something to change, for something else to come in and say, wait, 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 you're okay, I'll take care of you. A voice from down yonder, wherever might come, to tell you that it's okay. But even if that should be the case, even if you're going to sit there and pray for that, here's the difference. If you don't turn on the light, you still won't see it. And if you don't make the choice to change it, it still won't change. Those choices are within you, and how you choose to handle those situations are within you, and they truly have nothing to do with anybody else. We can blame our anger and our fear and our unhappiness and our problems and everything else on everybody else around us. But they're still our choice, because we allow someone else, or we allow other people, or we allow groups, or whomever it should be, to affect us and how we think and how we feel. We allow those things to come in. But in that choice, we can allow those things not to as well. So, again, not to get back on a Facebook rant, but as you're making posts and as you're doing things, you have choices. You have the choice to say, I'm going to spread as much positive light as I can possibly spread and not even discuss the topics that are at hand at the news. And you know what? In doing that, you're going to keep yourself in the frame of mind where you feel comfortable. And there just might be some people who see those things, and as they've been sitting there, dwelling, hateful, wishing war, wishing death, wishing all these horrible things on people that they've never even met, you may see somebody find a little bit of positive light in what you made. You may see somebody do that. But I can 100% promise you that if you spend your entire day recoursing anger, fear, and hate with anger, fear, and hate with these ugly things that I am reading on Facebook and everywhere else and on the news and everywhere else, I can absolutely positively guarantee you that you will affect many, 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 many people. And I will still give you the challenge of, what is the positive point in that? Make your decisions for yourself. I'm going to use this word. People aren't going to like it. Again, click the red X if you don't like it all that much. Do not allow the world or the people around you to brainwash you to sit in the dark in fear of wondering what's going to happen and feeling that you have no control over those choices. Do not allow the people to do that. That is, in fact, your choice. So remember that what you spread and what you do and what you say affects the entire world. People think that they can't make a difference because they're just one person. They're just one person in this world, and how can they possibly make a difference to the millions and billions of people that are around them? Well, again, my question to you would be this. If every single person thinks that that's the case, then guess what? No change will ever happen. But if you flip that around and every person says, hey, if I change my perspective and I change my viewpoint, and I find happiness, and I find positive things in the things that occur around me. And if I can do these things for myself, then that's good enough because that's the only thing I have control over. And if every single person on the planet did that as well, who would we have to fight with? Who would we have to hate? Who would we have to have anger with? I do realize what's going on right now is scary. It's a fact. People can do the, you know, America's ballsier than this country, blah, 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 back and forth all they want to. That's fine. I love our country, too. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm grateful that I live in a country with the freedom enough for me to be a loudmouth German girl who can say whatever the hell I want to. But it's not fixing anything and it's not saving anything to continually put that out there. So I'm just saying, pay attention to what's going on. Remember that each, in fact, each and every person on the planet is an empath. It is not just a gift for people like me who jump in with both feet and choose to make it a part of their lives. It is a fact that it is a part of all of you. So you are all reacting to your own internal energies being triggered, your own internal fears being triggered, your own internal angles being triggered, whatever list of things that we choose to do. React to them accordingly and accept them as your own. I'm just saying, consider, at least consider, not following the rhetoric, not following what's happening going on there, and making a difference that way, even if it's only within your own environment. Do people not realize that there are children who don't understand what's going on in the world? There are children who only see these negative things on the TV and the news. I hope that parents are paying attention. We do not want our children to be ignorant. That's not what I'm saying. But do people realize that the children in their homes and in their environments are reacting to the adults' reactions? Our children will learn a million times more based on what we do versus what we say. We can all lecture them on the right choices and the right things to do. But if we don't live those choices, they will not listen. So if you are within your home and you are yelling hate and fear and war and death on little minds, and the younger those little minds are, the more the light is still within them. On little minds, what are they thinking? What are they learning? What are they developing? So these are the children who are going to grow up and face it. They're going to be the new leaders of our world one day. So if we have instilled in them nonstop hate, anger, fear, war, revenge, because that's what they've heard the conversations in their homes be, and that's what they've read their parents' Facebook pages to be, and that's what they've heard nonstop. And it's all okay, and it's not only okay, but some people are cheering this on like it's a football game in a bar. Get real, people. What are you teaching your children? And then 20 years from now, 30 years from now, whatever it should be, these parents and these people are going to be the same ones going, the world will never change. I don't know why the world will never change. Look at it, it's even gotten worse. Well, the ultimate question for all of us when we look at something like that is, and what part did you play in that? That's the ultimate question for all of us in those situations. And what part did you play in that? Did you feed into the hate and the rhetoric and the anger and the fear, the war and the killing? Did you feed into it? Did you feed into it in your home environment, on general conversation? like it was no big deal? Or did you feed into it even worse, like some of them, like I said, it's pathetic, like it's a football game and people are cheering on and clashing beers about killing other people? Did you do this within your home with those impressionable minds looking at you to be their example of what's right and wrong? And then, as you did that, if you were one of them and you did that, are you one of the ones that are still wondering what exactly is going wrong with the world? Why exactly the hate and the anger and the fear isn't ending? Just ask yourself, with all these situations and all these problems that are going on, whether it be a problem within your family, whether it's the world problems, whether it's a problem in a relationship, whether it's a problem with your children, no matter what the problem is, ask yourself the ultimate question, and what part did I play in that? Because the truth is, nothing really happens to us in our lives. And nothing really happens around us in our lives that there isn't at least a small part that we, in fact, played a part in. We, in fact, took a part in with our own actions and reactions. The difficult part is acknowledging that, seeing that, and then reacting differently or choosing to make a different reaction to it. So pay attention to your words. Pay attention to what is going on around you. Pay attention to the impressions that you are putting out in the world about what's going on, because you are, in fact, responsible for those things. If you choose to live in denial of it, that is your option. But you are, in fact, responsible for it is the ultimate truth. And I used to have cards that I used to hand out and leave. I used to leave them on random places. I still actually have a box of them down here. I should get them out and still do them. And there was a card that read, "At the end of the day, the only opinion that matters is between you and spirit. No other opinion truly matters." So each day, day by day, that's a comment made for many different programs that I've been involved in and I'm familiar with. Day by day, each and every day, if you can put your head on your pillow and know that you did the absolute best you could in every way, shape, or form, whether it came back to kick you in the butt or whether it worked out great is irrelevant. If in each moment of every day you did the absolute best you could, that is all you can ask for. So the question in what part did I play in this is spreading anger, spreading hate, spreading fear, spreading violence, are all of these things truly what you would consider as you put your head on the pillow and no one else is around but you in spirit to hear your thoughts and hear your heart? Is doing those things truly the best you could? Don't beat yourself up if the answer is no. We all have days where we put our head on our pillow and we say, "Ooh, I probably could have done better." Truth is, hindsight is always 20/20, unless you intentionally are trying to cause harm. The blessing for spirit is that you will be blessed, most of us and those of us that aren't get to go to a better place, but you will be blessed with another day, and you can wake up in the morning and the next day you can do better. You can try better, and you can choose to change your energy. There's not going to be one time, one moment in your lifetime where you are too old or too bad or too wrong, or to anything else that your mind may tell you that you are, to change it. There's never going to be a chance when it is too late to change it. So the challenge to you all is to do exactly that. Change what you're putting out there. Doesn't mean you're ignorant. Doesn't mean you're choosing to ignore what's going on in the world. I'm not telling you to do that in any way, shape, or form. I'm only asking you to take responsibility for your actions and your reactions to it and what it is that you're spreading out to the world, whether it be to someone at the grocery store, whether it be to a loved one, whether it be to a child or whomever. Not that children are all that matter, but in this situation, as I look at these things and I see how belligerently people are speaking on Facebook, I am not stupid. Everybody has Facebook and everybody's kids have Facebook, and every parent keeps their kid on their own Facebook. So therefore, in doing that, your children read what you post. Your children read what you have to say. Your children read that, and whether they agree with it or not in the moment, the natural thing to do is for them to absorb it, react to it, and learn from it. Pay attention to what you're spreading out there. Pay attention to what you are doing with this world. Because the ones that are screaming are the ones who are causing the most damage. And they will also be the first ones to cry when the world does not change. So we're almost out of time, and I'm glad I almost made it. I am going to put on a song because I need to get something to drink here. This weather is really killing me. And I will be back shortly, and we will close out. And, Eric, I saw your comment in the chat room. I will address it while the song plays. Thank you again for the call-ins. I see – oh, hi. Mom and Jen are on the line. Hi, guys. Love you both. So here, I'm going to play this, and I'll be back in a minute.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted till your dreams stay big. Your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. All the ones who love you in the place you left, I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything, my wish for you, that's this life becomes
open and honest. I'm trying to actually get him to call in because I think that his viewpoint is the same viewpoint as many. He thinks that he's too complicated for me. He doesn't know me very well. Okay, and there he is. So let's talk to Eric because he has a viewpoint on this. Don't know how to word it or don't know what to do about it. Who actually do wish that they could find some peace within themselves with all that's going on, and they just don't know how to do it. So let's talk to Eric. Hi, Eric. Is that you?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
All right.
All right, spill it. You tell me you're too complicated for me. You obviously don't know this stubborn German girl very well. So just spill the truth and let's see what we can do with it.
No, it didn't mean too complicated for you. It meant for the time you have left.
we can do it.
Where to start? Well, I guess you can say when you said earlier, maybe one of those who have been enlightened for a while more, but on the side of things of, you know, government, religion, not buying into the fear porn and news media, things of that nature. But, you know, as much as I've known that, I kind of feel like, you know, I kind of gave up and got into the system and, you know, kind of gave in and felt that I couldn't fight it. And what's one person going to do type of thing? And, you know, kind of what you said earlier kind of hit home. So.
Well, first off, you made me giggle. I had it on mute. Fear porn. That is like the best term for the news I have ever heard.
That's all it is. I mean, that's all they're trying to do is promote fear and get us to put our energies into that so that
they want
get
them.
Where they want them, exactly. But these people are too busy with wanting Beyonce. You know, and they want, you know, wife swap or, you know, all this other BS junk and, you know, social media. I just don't do social media whatsoever. So when you start talking about Facebook and things of that nature, this is exactly what it's intended to do.
Oh, absolutely. I will admit, I'm probably a Facebook junkie, but I do it in a different way. I'm not generally a ranter and that kind of thing on there. But I agree with you. But you understand why it is the way it is, right? And again, I'm gonna promote fear porn because I think that's hysterical. You understand what it is? It's one extreme or the other. Because in a world full of fear, if you can fill all these people with fear and hate, and you can make them believe that there's one source who can fix it and it's not themselves, then you've now gained control. You've now gained absolute control. And
well,
by being
exactly.
able to do it to millions of people at a time, you've gained world control.
Yes, exactly,
and
that's where some of the frustration comes in.
Well,
because,
see, that's
you
the
know,
thing you got to remember. The reason that there's what I refer to as trash TV, mindless TV, is because for those, you now, please, I do not want ugly emails when I say this. This is just my opinion, and I do watch some of the trash TV. I am owning this. But when you cannot control people who choose not to be controlled through fear and anger, what is the next best thing to someone you cannot control but to make them mindless? To make them comfortable in the inability to think at all.
So they got there. They got that done all right.
Absolutely. It's one extreme or the other. So you asked me a question, and I think that it's a question that stands by many. You said, Lisa, I have fallen into the situation where I can't change because I am one person. I cannot change what's going on in the world, and I am now sucked into my fear porn. Eric, my challenge, I have a challenge for you for 1 week, and when I come back on the air next week, I would love it if you called me in and told me if you did it or not. I'm going to give you one challenge. Will you try it?
Sure.
Turn off the damn TV.
Oh, TV. Well, I don't really get into the TV side of things. I'm not into the news media
okay.
and things of that nature. I'm not. I don't. Like I said,
turn off
I think
every single thing that you are now admitting that you are sucked in and addicted to, and it is sucking you down. I'm not telling you
yeah.
to become ignorant of the world. I'm saying when you feel those things starting to cause you to have a physical, emotional, and mental reaction, turn it off. Just turn it off. And when
yeah.
someone starts to have a conversation with you about it, and you feel, and you know exactly what I mean by you feel it, because you're obviously incredibly empathic to it if you're admitting that this is how it is. When you start to feel your hackles getting up, or you start to feel that surge that causes when you know when you're starting to react to it, simply stop the conversation. Change the conversation to something else.
Yeah, that's a big part of my problem is I feel like that For some reason, I have to. I feel like I'm going to be the one that educates people, and I don't know. If it doesn't
so
really.
You're a fearless, ego-minded, big mouth like me. That's the reality.
In some aspects, in some other aspects, you know, I completely shut up, you know, and do what you say, but and.
Right, because you react based on how you feel, and you're just one of the people in the world, you know, like I said, like the loudmouth German girl here, who's really kind of not afraid to say it. How often does it get you dug in a hole?
All the time.
Get out of it. Right, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a big challenge of mine, so I'm not talking to you from a soapbox. I'm talking to somebody who gets her butt kicked regularly because of her big old mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a man on the line who shares my life with me who's well aware of this pitfall, as well as my mother, who's well aware of this pitfall and has had it with me for now 47 years. But it's still a choice. So when you're starting to find yourself reacting to the point where, you know, the fear and the anger and the, I want to explode and scream at them so that they understand, because they're obviously too ignorant to understand what it is. I challenge you for the next week, and it will be a challenge, very big challenge at some point, to just stop. Just in that moment, stop. And make a conscious choice to say, I am not going to do that. And I'm only not going to do that, but I'm not going to continue this conversation, or I'm not going to continue watching this, or whatever it is that's causing you to have a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, I'm going to change, and I'm going to refocus on something that makes me feel good. Depends on what it is for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
My boyfriend finds peace when he works on cars, and, you know, I go into a meditation, or I play music, or whatever it is. Whatever your thing is that makes you feel in a positive place. And you know exactly what, Serge, I'm talking about with that. You can physically feel the energy change. And continually do that for a week. Absolutely, positively for a week. I promise you that there is nothing in your world that is going to explode, and the world is not going to end if for the next week you do that. And at the end of that week, be honest with yourself, and with any blessing, call in and be honest with me, as to how you feel. How your life changed, how the situations around you changed, how the people around you changed. Because you see it, and instead, you are the calm person at peace, aware of what's going on, but not reacting to it that way. You will naturally find that that energy change and that energy that you're putting out, those people that you wish so much would hear you do. You will become an inspiration as to how to feel better and how to change the environment, change your views, change your perspective. And when you do that and the people around you react, it is the same as negative. When you scream back, you've caused now two people to have all this energy that's sending out that's now angry, and that then affects people the whole rest of the day. That's something that we talked about, right? You're going to affect the person next to you, who's going to affect the next person that they react to, and the chain of events happens.
Mm-hmm.
If
I've seen that happen.
Change your energy and your perspective in each given moment, and if it's a topic that's really a struggle for you, you may have to do it 20 times in a day. But for a week, they'll challenge you to do it. And when you do that and you change your reaction, you will notice, even if it's only one person, if you say, Lisa, you know what, I did notice one person in the whole stupid week, one stinking person, they became nicer, softer, happier, and they even thanked me for my positive energy. You can think that you only made a difference for that one person. But the truth is negative and positive have balance. So the same way you can yell at someone and make that one person affect all those other people, that one person that you affected and you made a difference to is also affecting other people. And the question will come, but Lisa, all these things are coming on and I'm angry because all these things are happening and I'm angry. Again, I'm not saying don't protect yourself. I'm on a little bit more alert. I pay more attention to my environment and what's going on around me, but that doesn't mean hate. I make some choices to make a difference. But you can make a choice to make a difference in a positive way. You can make a choice to make a difference to make somebody else feel good. And if you can inspire even one person over the next week, that is a bonus on top of the fact that this gut-wrenching anger and rage that you are wishing you could scream out to the world will fade. will be the difference that you made in the world. That is why one person can make a difference.
Well,
so will you do
I'll give
it,
it the other
try
way
it?
A try.
That's
give it
right.
the other way a try, and
it
it's got me here, so I've got nothing
right.
to lose.
Did it help you? Or did it kept you in a dark hole, and it kept you in an ugly place where you just didn't feel better? So that's the other question. That's just a blatant question, is when you are screaming and yelling and you are getting all these things out and you're trying to make these stupid people understand, did it help?
I could tell you, I would have to say at some point I had success with it. That's why I must keep going back to it. But
you had what kind of success with it? Tell me what you feel success with it is.
Well, I can't pinpoint it, but I'm saying logically, at some point in time, I must have felt I had some kind of success with it, with getting somebody to see or something that I feel that, if I can get that one other person to see type of thing, I kind of got the mentality, of.
So you got them to see your anger and your rage and the frustration of what's going on with the world. You got somebody to actually hear you and understand that? I mean, that's kind of what you said, right? I'm not criticizing. I'm just asking. I want to make sure I understand clear. So you
the
feel that you actually
behind
were
the,
able to get someone
why?
To hear you.
I'm not saying that I did
okay,
or didn't. I'm just saying when I, talking with another life coach over this in the past, it was basically told to me and, thought logically that the reason why I must keep going to this method of communication, they called it, was because at some point in the past I felt I had success with it. Not success in showing somebody, getting somebody else upset or buying into fear or anger, things of that nature, but more so the point of behind the anger and so to say, and change their ways or some to that effect. But that's
okay.
What I mean by that.
That's fine. That's a legitimate explanation, and I'm gonna agree and I'm gonna disagree, which that's common for me. Okay.
But I could tell you from my personal experience, I don't know if I did have positive, effects on somebody that, it was meant to have or not, but I can tell you more so than not that it doesn't have the effects that I'm looking for.
Agreed. That's what I'm saying. You choose what energy you choose to put out there, and that's what I was going to say is, yes, you may have gotten them to see your point. You may have gotten them to understand your frustration and your anger and your fear, and you may have gotten through to them with that, but what was the outcome of it? Did it actually change it? Did it make you feel, did you actually, and honest questions, please, don't think I'm putting you on the spot. I'm really not trying to. This is a genuine question conversation. Did it at any point when you realized that you got your point across in that make you feel better, genuinely better? I don't mean in that moment as, with all due respect, your ego was boosted that somebody heard you. I mean the outcome of that energy. As the energy settled after our egos are always boosted, so that is not a criticism. Our egos are always boosted. So did you, when all that settled, did it make a difference for you and did you feel better?
I also have to say it's probably 100% ego thing.
Exactly, and that's human nature. Don't beat yourself up for that. But what I will not agree with your life coach is with one thing, is I do not agree that we continue to repeat a process because at some point we felt it worked. Because what is the definition of insanity? We all
yeah.
do it. We repeat yeah. the same process over and over and over again, and we repeat the same behaviors over and over and over again, and we expect a different outcome. It's like standing there and running into a wall 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 and saying, why the hell won't the wall move?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to. The only way you're going to get around that obstacle is if you change direction. Why don't people change direction? Because regardless if something is negative or positive, we choose most times to stay where we are comfortable. Because even fear, anger, rage, discontent, whatever, can become comfortable. Not happy, there's a difference. There's a huge difference between happy and comfortable.
Yeah.
So I will disagree with that life coach with all disrespect, and please don't give them my email so that I get some ugly thing. But I will disagree with them on that topic, that we do not necessarily repeat things because at some point in life it worked. We repeat things, I believe, my own opinion is, because whether it is good or bad, if we have done it enough, it is comfortable for us. And we remain where we are within comfort, even if it makes us miserable. So your ego said, hey, I made a difference, and this person heard me, and oh, damn, that felt better. Finally, somebody is not such an idiot that they heard me. Oh, thank God. And that feels good. We always feel good to be heard. Always. It's human nature. The people, I say this almost on every show, the people who say that they don't live within those egos are the people who have the biggest egos on the planet, because just the fact that you think that you don't is part of your ego saying that you're that good. We're all human. But the fact is it didn't make you feel better, and it didn't change the environment around you, and it didn't change your situation. And once that ego moment occurred, you were still sitting within anger, fear, and frustration.
Yeah, definitely
it did not
frustration.
Change. Right. It did not change. But, and again, we all do this, so not a criticism. You did make one big change in the world. You helped another person be just as angry and just as frustrated and just as fearful. I'm not criticizing. Please don't take that negatively. I really mean it for what I say.
Oh, no. I called in because I need it.
That's
I want
the change
it.
That you made. That's the difference that you made. And again, honey, I love you dearly. I'm not on a pedestal here. I'm really just speaking the truth, and that's why I asked you in the chat room to call in, because I don't think that you're any different than tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people out there right now that don't understand. And I'm going to admit to you, I don't have the answers. I don't like what's going on. I don't have the answers. And I am human, even with all my beliefs and all my dead people that come and visit me in the middle of the night and everything else that happens. There's still the human part of me that has fear and discontent and uncomfortable feelings about what's going on in the world. And I don't know the answer. I do not know the answer. I'm not going to sit on here on some big self-righteous high horse and tell you that I do. The only thing I know for 100% fact is me hating everyone else around me and me screaming at everyone else around me and me instilling my fears in everyone else around me isn't going to make a difference. Well, at least not a positive one. But me being calm as I can be, and me finding something good in each day. And I have this weird thing that I believe you should do a good deed for somebody each day, even if it's somebody you don't know. Even if it's one thing, even if it's minor. Me doing those little things may not stop all this horrific behavior going on all over the world. But you know what? It does change. It changes my day. It changes my perspective. It changes my energy. It changes my physical health. You know that, right? Happy and negative, how do you physically feel? Do people think that the anger and fear don't affect you physically?
Oh, yeah.
Ailments come up all over our bodies. Okay? So I know that it changes me each day to do my best, and I'm not always successful, but to do my best to do those things. I know that it changes me. And when I change me and I do that one little thing for somebody that I don't know or that I do know or whatever it is, that changes me and it changes my day. And that effect has on that same effect on someone else. Because face it, which one of us doesn't like that little, you know, little surprise, whether how big or how small each day, okay? Whether it be somebody says something nice to you you needed to hear, or somebody buys you that cup of coffee, or, you know, whatever the list of things are. I change that person's day, right? Even if I never see it, I change that person's day because that person's going to be affected by that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So which difference do you choose to make? Now, again, I'm not saying sit in your home and pretend the world's a big lighted bubble. Not a fact. Pay attention to your environment. Don't be stupid. I'm just saying pay attention to what you spread out of your own personal view. And ask yourself with each one, what difference do I want to make? Because I can promise you, I defy you to ever be able to call into me and say, I screamed hate, anger, fear, and I started a bar fight over that crap, and I had 30 people who were fighting with me because they all agreed with me too. You can tell me that. It could really happen. What I defy you to do is to ask me how it helped.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not.
Exactly. That's my point. The feeling is natural. The fear is natural. The energy that you feel as an empath, which we all are, is natural. The reaction to it is the choice. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just wish you had some magic formula how to do it all the time.
Oh, you know what I tell people?
At times I do exactly what you say, and at other times I just react.
Because that's human nature, and those are things you have to concentrate on, and that's where the path of enlightenment comes from, is that we're going to screw up. I screw up all the time. John, there's no need to call in and point that out. I screw up all the time. But the difference is that when you can evaluate that and go, all right, I'm not going to do that again because look where it got me. You still learn something. There's still something positive in it. Because discovering what you shouldn't do or discovering what didn't work can... So you haven't caused any major life turmoil. And just the fact that you have acknowledged what it's doing to you, I would assume physically as well as mentally, you probably find yourself tired, more tired than you usually are. People find themselves more tired. They find themselves to have more headaches. They find themselves to have more clenched jets and tight muscles and all those kinds of things because you're carrying all those angers and things. It's all affecting you. But just the fact that you're starting to acknowledge it says, I'm tired of feeling this way.
I think
I don't see it making a difference.
Part of that, what you said, you get used to it. You kind of get used to those feelings too after a while, so you don't. You feel normal. So
absolutely, because it feels comfortable.
Yeah.
And comfortable does not mean happy. Comfortable does not mean happy. And stepping outside of our comfort zone, even if our comfort zone, quite frankly, sucks, can be scary because the unknown is scary. That's where a lot of this fear and things are coming from. It's because the unknown. What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to this? What's going to happen? It's the fear of the unknown, and we're reacting to the unknown. But right now in this moment, what you made a choice of is what you do know is, Eric says, I have some fear. I have some anger, and I have some frustration inside me. And I have been reacting to it in a way that's making me, you know what? It doesn't feel good anymore. I don't like it. And the way I've been reacting to it isn't making a difference. And now I want to make a difference. So when what you're doing isn't working and isn't making a difference, what is your only choice?
Change.
Exactly. So as I teach a lot of the classes, when people wonder if they can do this or wonder if they can do that or wonder if it can work, my statement is always, what will it hurt to try? What is the worst thing that can happen if you try? So, Eric, what is the worst thing that can happen if you do my challenge for this next week? And
we'll have
you
any arguments.
Turn off the negative. What is the absolute worst thing that will happen? Nothing. Literally. You could call me next Wednesday and she'd go, Lisa, that stuff you said was crap. I feel no different at all. Right? So nothing happened. Or with any blessing, you can say, I felt so much better. I had fun for the first time in a long time. I actually laughed and I slept peacefully and I woke up in a good mood. That'd be great, right? But at no point can I say, unless I would truly not believe you, will you call me up and say, you told me to focus on positive things and you told me to let this go and you told me to find the world a worse place. Can you see that even being a possibility?
Not really.
Exactly. So the worst thing that can happen, if you try something new, to change what is going on around you is nothing. So why not? It's not going to happen in a day. It's not going to happen in 10 minutes. When I teach meditations, people are so funny. Because I'll teach meditations, and a meditation, people think you have to be like 6 hours on this mountainside barefoot in a toga. That's kind of really not how it is. So I'll teach people how to kind of get their energy calmed and to get into a meditative place. And then, you know, I'll get phone calls or whatever a week or two later. Or after I do a reading. When you do a reading for somebody, it's generally kind of a rush in that moment, you know, when they're like, oh, my God, I'm so positive and it's so exciting. And they feel so much better, sometimes for an hour, sometimes for days or a week. I'll get, you know, a phone call or an email saying, oh, my God, what you told me, it made a difference and this is what it is. And all these positive things, right? But then they just stopped right there. And then I'll get that phone call. I have people who call me regularly for readings, and they just want the same, hear the same thing over and over again. And they call me on the same question over and over and over again. Well, okay, in that moment, that energy felt different, so it felt good. But they didn't continue it. So they'll say, well, I did that meditation garbage, and I didn't feel any different. Eric, here's the truth, and this is the reason I tell you this. I don't want you to beat yourself up. It didn't take you 15 minutes or a half an hour, you know, which is generally how long people can stand within a meditative state if they're not, you know, doing it regularly. It didn't take you 15 minutes or an hour to build all this frustration and anger and these viewpoints, right? It's taking you kind of a lifetime. I'm not saying it's going to take you a lifetime to feel better, but to expect the drastic life-changing alteration after that 30 minutes in a quiet place is just unrealistic. So you have to continue this each day, which is why I said let's start with this challenge for a week. And I do hope that you call in next week and tell me how that went. Mm-hmm. Let's try this challenge for a week.
I'm going to take you up on those, check your site for those meditation lessons, because that's one thing I've been trying, and it just doesn't seem to work whatsoever.
You know what? Yeah, go to my website, because I can actually, where are you located? You're a 615, so where is that?
Just outside of Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, I love Tennessee. Oh,
you can have it.
Because it can be done by phone, just so that you know. So, again, check it. I'm not going to do the whole promotion thing. But, yes, that is something that's possible by phone, and there's a couple different ways that you can do it, so we can work with that. But you have to continue it. So, again, I'm gonna ask you to call in next week and let me know, and truly give it your best shot. And you're going to screw up. Don't beat yourself up. But as you catch yourself kind of going into that place, just pull yourself back. And I'm only asking for a week, and I promise you the sun is not going to explode. Because Eric did not follow this garbage for a week. You can pay attention to it. You can see what's going on out there. I'm not asking you to go into complete withdrawal of your addiction. I'm just saying that when you feel yourself starting to react to it, to turn it off. And change your energy to something different, to something positive, to something that makes you feel better. Whether it be walking a dog or playing ball or, you know, whatever your thing is, you know. Whatever makes you happy. Mine would be, you know, hopping on my bike if the weather was good, you know. Whatever thing changes your energy and your perspective. And do that for a week and then call me in next week and let me know what difference it made.
Yeah, definitely. I wish the weather was better. I'd be on my bike.
Do you guys have cruddy weather there too?
Well, we got rain right now. But,
Yeah, that's what we've got. We've got rain, and we've got probably a lot colder than you, though. But see, don't break my heart, because Tennessee is kind of one of the things that I mentioned to the other half is like a retirement place for me up by the. We went to the Pigeon Forge area, and I absolutely loved it. I wouldn't want to be in downtown where it's kind of crazy hectic, but I just loved being out in that whole area. The energy of that whole area made me happy. So don't disillusion me with your bad weather talk, mister.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not sure where you're at, but that area gets all four seasons. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm born and raised in Chicago, so.
Oh, okay. We're literally, I'm on the Illinois-Wisconsin border.
Okay. Oh, all
right.
Yeah.
Right now, we've got some cold and we've got some rain and some cruddy weather. And I'm actually not complaining because we're supposed to get some snow this weekend, but New York apparently is going to get socked. So I'm just going to send some blessings for them and some gratitude that we're not going to get what they're going to get over this next week. So we'll find some happiness in that.
The weather here is not much different.
Don't say that. You're my retirement place. Don't say that.
Actually, that's a pretty good area to do retirement. So, you got a good spot.
I have to say it was one of the best vacations of my life. I absolutely loved it.
Just don't expect summertime all year round. It's not like that.
No, I don't like summer. I'm a fall girl, so I like the change of season. I just the change of seasons, and I'm even happy about the snow if it was like Thanksgiving to New Year's and then just stopped, because I like the whole holiday snow thing. But then it needs to just go away.
Yeah, you'll be good to go then.
So see, do you hear that, John? That's our perfect retirement place. So, all right, I gotta cut the show. I extended a little bit because I was very interested to hear what you had to say from your comments in the chat room. I thank you for calling in, and I really do. Please, give it a try. Obviously, I can't command you to. But give it a try and give me a call back next week and let me know. Just be honest. You'll never hurt my feelings, trust me. You won't hurt my feelings.
That's one thing I'm not afraid to hurt people's feelings. I'm pretty blunt. That's what the
I've been told that I'm
taken wrong.
So I understand. Yeah. I get told a little often how blunt I am and how there was just a comment, I'm a Pisces, and there was just a thing the other day that I read that said a Pisces' words can be as sweet as pie or as vicious as venom. So I do resemble that remark, and I don't talk to you from a place of I never behave in the way that I don't promote. I'm human, and I do. So don't beat yourself up for it. But I look forward to talking to you next week. And if you want to check the website and get a hold of me, that's fine, and we can, you know, work with some stuff in between. But I would really love to see how this little experiment comes out if you're willing to call in and share it.
All right, definitely. We'll try it.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, Eric. It was nice to talk to you.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
Enjoy your week. You too. Good luck.
Bye.
Okay, I extended a little bit because I wanted to hear what Eric had to say because his comments in the chat room were interesting. So thank you, Eric, for having the courage to call in and be honest about that, and I hope I hear from you next week. I'm going to cut the show off now. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Chat room, go ahead and stay there. I'll come in there for a couple minutes since I didn't really have time this show to do that. And I will see you soon. I'm going to put on a song to end like I always do, but I need to load some more music because this just isn't that much to do. So here we go with this one.
There's one thing in my life that's missed. It's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear waters. There's lots of you friendly people showing me ways to go, and I never